Linus Pauling in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take PowerC Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. shows for you. And welcome back. And we have the amazing Avi Lipkin. Avi has been on for several years now, but Avi is one of the most brilliant people I know. He knows not only all about Israel, he lives in Israel. He's traveled around to Christian churches all across America. In fact, I think you've written a few very insightful books about the link between Judeo-Christianity and the salvation of the state of Israel. Donald Trump is probably the best thing that's happened to Israel in many decades. The movement of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, and even I listened to the recent thing he had over the weekend, Donald Trump, which is an amazing actor. I mean, he's an actor number one par excellence, but the way he talked about the Jerusalem stone, how he got it at a really good price and got this building upgraded to be the new U.S. Embassy, I think in the outskirts of Jerusalem, but it's in Jerusalem. It was not only touching, but also funny. So tell us about what's going on in Israel. We have Israel trying to defend itself against rocket attacks from Iranian proxies, which is Hezbollah, and Israel's starting to take these out, which is good, preemptively removing them. Now Trump's next move is, of course, against Iran to try to blockade their oil, to try to get them to back off on their bad behavior, including supporting the situation in Yemen, which Iran is doing. And, of course, America has been supplying Saudi Arabia with weapons to take out these Yemenis, but, you know, the Yemenis are actually being supported by Iran. So give us kind of like an over of what's going on in Israel right now, what's happening now after Netanyahu got reelected the fifth time, I think, and some of the rise of what I call global anti-Semitism, which is quite bizarre to me. In fact, I saw on the Drudge yesterday a cartoon in New York Times, which I find incredibly disgusting. It shows Donald Trump with a yarmulke on, being pulled by a dog, with the face of Bibi Netanyahu kind of, you know, Skyped into the face of the dog. I think, where are these people getting this, and why? Why is there so much rising anti-Semitism? What's the basis of it?
Well, it's really very simple. Nazis, neo-Nazis, are an historic fact. I mean, this is simply a reincarnation of the Adolf Hitler way of thinking. The same thinking of the czars of Russia, the protocols of the elders of Zion, which was actually written in France in 1880, I think, and then it was just simply retranslated into Russian. And it was used to incite hatred of the Jews and pogroms against the Jews. And of course, Hitler was the expert on that. Muslims, of course, hate the Jews because Islam says in the Hadith, which is one of the teachings, that the Jews will all be destroyed on the Day of Judgment, which is coming very soon. Also, the Muslims in the Hadith say that Jesus Christ is actually up from warrior, kill the Jews on Saturday and Christians on Sunday. And of course, Christians and Jews are different people. Listen, we're looking
The Muslims actually preach that that Jesus, if he returns, is going to become a Muslim and will behead those who don't convert to Islam, doesn't he?
Exactly. Yeah. So neo-Nazis, we understand, are an historic fact. Islam, an historic fact. Now we have a third group of people, I hate to say the word Democrats, people who are ultra-left people who do not believe in God and hate God. If you do not believe in God and you hate God and you're an atheist and you oppose the Republican Party, which is more pro-God, and at your convention, the Democratic Convention, they boo when Israel is mentioned or when God is mentioned. Right. Well, anybody who hates God hates Israel. Anybody who hates God hates the Christians. So the ultra-left Democrats are also another example of people who hate the Jews and support the Palestinians, support Islam in its plan, God forbid, to destroy Israel. So yeah,
you made a very good comment before the show about Islam. Islam, according to Bill Warner, a professor from Tennessee State, he calls it political Islam, is basically a geopolitical mind control system. And I think he used even a better term. It's a form of insanity. Because when you actually read the time, because he retranslated it all, the Hadith and the Quran and the words of Muhammad, which, by the way, there's three different versions that were circulating 120-some years after by the various caliphs of the Caliph of Babylon. What's going on is plain insanity. I mean, if you actually read these, in fact, Salman Rushdie raised some issues about a dialogue where he thought he may have dialed up the wrong person, didn't get God, he got the opposer or Satan, when he was talking to his wife, and it's recorded in these documents. And as a result, they put a fatwa against Salman Rushdie, who was an academic in London years ago, because he raised it, this issue of the fact that Muhammad wasn't sure himself whether he contacted the creator or the opposer, Lucifer. That's in the Bible. I mean, you know, the Old Testament, the Jewish Old Testament. So what people don't understand here is that Islam is dangerous. It is, in a sense, got a dark alliance, at least temporarily, with the left. But eventually Islam is planning to take over Europe and take over much of the world. They have a large amount of quadrillions of dollars, not trillions, quadrillions. And they're trying to take over with tech and everything. Even in Saudi Arabia, the first citizen given citizenship that's a cyber citizen, it's not a person, was Sophia, which is actually a female version cyborg robot in Saudi Arabia. I mean, Islam is killing gay and lesbian people, regularly beheading them. I don't know if people like Pete Buttigieg, who's openly gay from South Bend, Indiana, how he would actually have a dialogue with Saudi Arabia. I mean, Trump was able to dialogue with even our vicious enemies and talk to them and negotiate with them. But I don't know how the left would negotiate with somebody like Saudi Arabia. They're plainly insane, right?
Well, the left under a Democratic president were also very pro-Islamic because the United States has always been addicted to the Saudi oil. 6 million Jews died in World War II because a Democratic president by the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt did not want the Saudi oil to fall in the hands of the Nazis. And so he made an agreement with the Saudis to let the Jews rot, or rather die, be gassed in the gas chambers. And so, you know, America really played a role as an accomplice in World War II with the death of 6 million Jews because Jews could not get visas to emigrate to the United States or even leave Nazi-occupied Europe. If you remember the ship to St. Louis.
Or go to Canada. In fact, I remember William Lyon Mackenzie King actually turned a ship back from Holland with, I think, around 700 Jews and their family, and they were turned back to die in the death camps in Holland and in Europe. Montreal.
Right.
You're aware of that, right?
Of course. I know that there were hundreds of pastors in Canada who signed a petition to let at least the children off the ship. There was no mercy for the, you know, even Mackenzie King, who was prime minister of Canada, said one Jew is one Jew too many. Look what Canada is taking in now. They're taking in the whole world. But the Jews, no mercy for the Jews. So there is this inherent anti-Semitism among neo-Nazis, Muslims, leftists.
Well, I have a Jewish gentleman on my show on Monday. His name is Josh Bernstein. He's very brilliant. And there's three different factions of Jews. Okay, I have Jewish and Hebrew blood and Kohenic blood. And I can tell you, so I can say that my family are from Syria on my mother's side. What I see happening is there's a smaller fraction of what I call really strongly religious, like the ancient Jews, which means praiser. Then there's a large faction of either agnostic Jews that have read the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, and they've rejected it, and they've decided to become atheists or agnostics. And in fact, these very smart and very creative Jews who have very lots of talents are often the greatest enemies of Jews. I know that at the SS had 122,000 atheist agnostic Jews were actually part of the SS squads that were involved with the Nazis. I know that the first people they want to kill in Russia at the behest of the British intelligence and the Vatican were religious rabbis and Jews that were strongly religious because they have to attack the people of the book. The people of the book are the Jews that brought the Bible to us. And the Bible is the foundation of any democratic society where your rights come from the creator God. They don't come from your government or an emperor or king. And that's the real reason why the globalists can't withstand the idea of Judaism and Christianity, which is the offshoot. They can't withstand it because it means they can't have totalitarian control because they take away the rights of people where the rights came from their creator. No other society does that, including Islam, socialism, communism, whatever, because they all are against God and ultimately, therefore, against the Jews, aren't they?
Yes, against Netanyahu, against Trump, and against England leaving the European Union in order to save itself from wave after wave of Islamic immigration. I would even venture, don't get too angry with me for saying this, but I think that the globalists even hate Putin because he is a religious and nationalist Russian, and he goes against the globalist way of thinking. I think the globalists are going to get rid of Putin.
Well, I think he is. Although he's angry and he's got his weapon systems, the Russians in some ways are justified. I mean, I know the guy that actually designed the Joint Strike Fighter in Colorado. And it wasn't a Joint Strike Fighter, the F-35. It was a stealth nuclear bomber put together during the Clinton era. And we have over 2,700 of them, including the nation of Turkey has them, and they're not giving any more orders now because their stance with America, but they're a NATO ally. And what people don't understand is Putin is against, he travels with a religious leader in the Russian Orthodox Church. He's against attacks on Jews. I found out from my sources that a quarter of the population of Russians that are have a Jewish or Hebrew blood in them. And so there's a large amount of Jews that actually had emigrated to the former Russia or Soviet Union that are actually part of the genetic heritage of the Russian people. And that's why there are a lot of Russians that had co-citizenship between Israel and Russia. In fact, even when Israel was first founded, it was founded with kibbutzim, and to some extent it had some degree of Marxism. But the founders of Israel were agnostics that were, in a sense, saying we want to set up a state of Israel, but we don't want it to be, quote, a religious state initially. And in fact, he's becoming a religious state, especially now with the rabbis and the move toward the temple area, and not the temple, the fortress of Antonius, but the religious Jews are now becoming more powerful in Israel. And the powers that be, the globalists, don't like that because they know that if you have a Christian nation like America or a Christian nation that's fading like Canada, unfortunately, because their leaders are bonkers. I mean, the Prime Minister of Canada has made statements where he's actually taken this oath in a mosque in Montreal, half naked, to become a Muslim. And he doesn't realize, being an idiot, how dangerous Islam to any Western democracy. People don't get this, do they?
Are you ready for a joke? One of Avi Lipkin's famous jokes.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a psychologist, praise God, but there's a joke. What is the difference between neurotic people and psychotic people? And the answer is, neurotic people dream about palaces in the air and castles in the air, and psychotic people live in castles in the air, and psychiatrists collect the rent. Why was Adolf Hitler psychotic? Because he believed he could, conquer the earth, and he thought he could kill all the Jews. Now, why are these psychoses living in castles in the air? And that is because nobody can conquer the earth. Only the Lord has dominion over the earth. And, the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Mongols, Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, they all tried to conquer the earth, and they failed, and so did Hitler. And the second thing is that he thought he could kill all the Jews. Now, can you kill all the Jews? And the answer is no, for two reasons. One, of course, is if you're a believer, then you believe in the Bible. You believe in the book of Jeremiah 31:35,
right,
which says that there will be no more Jews when the moon is under the earth of China. But if you could...
Repeat that last statement. I think the bumper is kind of knocking off your sound, so I want you to repeat it when you come back. Avi, that's very important to people to hear that. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mL of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
We'll be right back.
Bobby, I want you to repeat that joke again, the difference between the psychotic and the neurotic. Repeat it, because the last sentence or so just got cut off. Please continue.
Okay. Neurotic people dream about castles in the air. Psychotic people live in castles in the air. And psychiatrists collect the rent. Right. Now, why was Hitler psychotic? Because he believed that he could conquer the earth and kill the Jews. Now, nobody can conquer the earth. The Greeks, the Romans, the Persians, the Mongols, Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, nobody could conquer the earth. The second thing is he thought he could kill the Jews. Now, there are two types of human beings. There are believers and there are non-believers. Believers believe in the Bible. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 31:35, that there will be no more Jews on the earth when the moon, the sun, and the stars stop shining, which means God's promise that the Jews will always be there.
Right.
But people who are not believers know that the Jews have been scattered to the four corners of the earth. So psychosis number one, if you cannot conquer the earth, psychosis number two, you cannot reach all the Jews to kill them. Now,
right.
What does Islam believe? Islam believes, psychosis number one, it's going to conquer the earth, just like Hitler. Psychosis number two is going to kill all the Jews, just like Hitler. But unlike the Nazis, Islam is going to kill 2 billion Christians, because Christians are Jews in the eyes of Islam. Psychosis number four is going to kill 1 billion Hindus, because Hindus are pagans, and they must be killed. Then they're going to kill 2 billion Buddhists, who are pagans. Of course, I recommend to the Muslims not to start with the communist Chinese. They know what to do. They don't have the ACLU. And then psychosis number six, 1/6 of the human race is going to kill 5/6 of the human race and get away with it, because the Muslims are 1/6 and the rest of the world is 5/6.
Right.
And then the seventh is that after the 1/6 kills the 5/6, the 1/6 then goes and kills itself, because the Shiites and the Sunnis kill each other. And then, of course, psychosis number eight, when you die for Allah, you get 72 virgins. Now, you told me that's not a psychosis.
Right.
So that leads me to a second joke, which I always tell in the churches. And that is, you know, Osama bin Laden dies for Allah, goes up to heaven, he's waiting for his virgins. Who shows up? George Washington. George Washington beats him to a pulp. Then Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death, beats him up. Then President Adams shows up and beats him up. And then strapping guys show up to beat up Osama bin Laden. He goes to Allah's office and says, hey, you promised me 72 virgins. And Allah says, no, silly, you weren't listening. I said 72 Virginians.
That's a good one. I like that. Actually, I got a little twisted version of that joke. He ran out of virgins a few centuries ago, so now he sends young boys.
Yeah. Or Catholic,
which, by the way, in Islam is okay. You know, it's okay to have sex with pre-pubertal boys. I hear a beeping sound that happens periodically. Your Skype is going beep beep, like you're on a traffic jam or something.
Yeah, no. Fortunately or unfortunately, there are people here. I'm multitasking. I have many people writing to me, so I'll try not to respond. But
So here's the next question. I want you to touch on the other areas of going on with Trump. Are they going to put 5G network in Israel? Because 5G is toxic. And 5G, there are various countries trying to protest, like Brussels and now elsewhere. But Trump is actually pushing forward, because some of his advisors are pushing this. Now, Trump is doing a lot of good things. He's a good ally of Israel. He's trying to fix the border. He's fixed the economy tremendously. He's actually dealing with getting out of these treaties like the United Nations Arms Treaty, which is very toxic, which means people outside the country will decide who is able to have guns, even though it's part of our Second Amendment right. What do you think is going to happen in Venezuela? Because Russia has nuclear missiles aimed at our throat. I've been a whistleblower for it with John W. Spring, who is a whistleblower for the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis and the Grenada Island in the 1980s. He was the actual government whistleblower. I've been a whistleblower for Russian missiles around the Guatemala-Mexican border about 5 years ago. And now in La Orchilla Island, where the Russians have hypersonic cruise missiles, they can go up Mach 10 to Mach 13 in America, and they can even change direction while they're targeting and coming in. They can do an EMP attack or a direct nuclear attack on our missile silos, on our military bases, or our population centers. So right now we have 46,000 Cubans, including the private guard around Maduro. Right now, I'm watching today. It says that Venezuela is being led now by Guaido, who's actually leading a military armored vehicle, plowing a crowd of opposition supporters. So what's going on right now is a real big mess in Venezuela. What's your perspective there? Because Venezuela is sitting not only on 5 trillion plus barrels of oil, the largest single area of oil in the world, it's also sitting on nuclear materials like uranium. And China is there with 35,000 special forces troops. This could become very ugly very fast, couldn't it?
Absolutely correct. And here is that, you know, Venezuela is so rich in its potential, and yet it's the poorest country in the Americas today. And, you know, I suggest sending all the Democrats to live in Venezuela for 6 months and see how they like it. But that's what socialism does.
Right, exactly. I want a system where we have 180 million Americans that have health insurance and their deductibles and copays are too high. I could fix the healthcare system tomorrow because I have the experience and knowledge what to do. Allow cross-border competition with companies. Get rid of state licensure. Get rid of malpractice insurance. Pay doctors an hourly wage, so whether they're cutting on you or doing a procedure or getting just talking to you, they get paid the same. So they're economically neutral, which would cut the insurance costs tremendously of processing claims. Allow doctors to innovate so they don't have protocols where they're forced to do a specific type of protocol. And allow everybody to write off everything so you don't have to have a health savings account. Anything you do for your health, whether it's natural supplements or technology that makes you live longer and healthier, you should be able to write off. And if you did that, you could actually have just a room rented for the people that don't want or have insurance, and you make it the law, everybody in America gets catastrophic insurance. And that would go beyond what they even have in Israel, which I'm sure is more logical than here, or in socialist countries like Canada and Britain, where they allow a private system, but the socialist system is wanting in terms of ambulances, hospitals, specialists, or special equipment. And they try to suppress innovation. What do you think is going to happen in Venezuela in the next year? Because I think that Trump is going to intervene one way or another. I see a blockade of Venezuelan oil. I see Cuba again ending up finding that their power goes up because they can't get any more Venezuelan oil. And I see Russia and China playing hardball down in Venezuela. And I don't think Trump's going to play their game, is he?
No, I don't think so. I think Trump is going to let the Venezuelan people fight it out.
I think you should actually do a couple of things that are even more aggressive. I would say blockade the Venezuelan oil. Don't trade with companies that are countries or oil companies that are actually processing Venezuelan oil. Blockade it so it can't get to Cuba. Seize the bank accounts of Russian oligarchs that support the troops there, including Putin and so on, or threaten to, which you get them to pull out pretty quickly. Because Russia basically wants to otherwise have a treaty with America so we can start trade. The Democrats and a lot of the Rhino Republicans want a chaos with Russia. They don't want a deal and work things out with Russia or China, which can be done. Because, you know, you make treaties with your enemies, you have dinner with your friends. And we need to have some kind of trade and international treaty to defuse this situation that could get really out of hand pretty quickly, can't it?
Listen, I believe we're on the verge of World War III, and I pray to God every day that we don't get into a World War III. And that could also involve Venezuela and Cuba, but it could also involve what we're going through with Iran. And, you know, Iran is backed by the same Russian and Chinese coalition, which is backing Maduro in Venezuela.
What I see happening, and this is where I want to go back to Israel. After Ramadan, Jared Kushner is planning to announce his peace treaty, but you mentioned a very funny joke about that. If you decide to give anything to the Muslims, they'll still say no matter what it is. If you decide to give them Jerusalem and Tel Aviv or anything, they're still going to say no. That's pretty funny, but it's that perspective is logical considering their past behavior, right?
Well, American approach is for every problem, there's a solution. Oh, thank the ingenuity. In the Middle East, for every solution, there's a problem. That's the Palestinian ingenuity.
Right.
So what do you think is going to happen in the next year and a half as we move toward it? Because this June 5th is when Ramadan's over. What do you think Jared Kushner's plan is? Or do you have some ideas what he might be trying to plan? A two-state solution, whatever else he's going to add to the cake, if you want to call it.
Well, firstly, there's never going to be a two-state solution because the Arabs don't want any kind of a two-state solution. I mean, the Palestinians don't. But even the Saudi so-called two-state solution or peace plan calls for the destruction of Israel. So, you know, Israel kind of just poo-poos, goes along with it because we have an oral alliance with Saudi regarding Iran. But I think the Palestinians...
What do you think of that alliance? I think the alliance is pretty is strange, at the very least. What do you think of the alliance between Israel and Saudi? And I've heard contacts that tell me that there's some Israeli agents that actually have Saudi clearance and vice versa. I think it's a very dark alliance that basically is a marriage made in hell. What do you think?
Well, I think that there are... I'm not allowed to say anything that I don't know for sure, but even if I did know, I wouldn't be able to say it. But, you know, I do believe that there are different types of military cooperation on Saudi soil involving Israeli aircraft and
right.
Representative.
Yeah. So I'm talking about the very underlying policies. I mean, Islam and Wahhabism, apparently this new prince who's been involved with the situation when this guy was cut up and chopped into pieces and then dissolved in acid.
He was a Muslim Brotherhood fanatic Sunni, even more fanatic than the Saudi kingdom. And now, in the eastern part of the kingdom, they just beheaded 36 Shiites.
Really?
Kind of crazy. There's a lot of killing going on in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, with Israel, you know, we don't kill the Palestinians. We put them in jail if they misbehave. But we're not killing them. They actually have very good conditions in the jails. But in Saudi Arabia, they just behead people.
Right. Yeah, they save the money and cut their heads off.
Yeah.
Well, here's my suspicion that this peace accord, if it is, will be very shaky if it does happen, and it'll be one where we're using this peace accord to stop a nuclear conflict with Russia and China, because you can see the powers of the globalists. They were the chaos masters. They don't want America to work out some kind of arrangement to defuse the idea of a future nuclear, chemical, biological, scalar, you know, robot and drone war, which is where things are going. And the powers that be that are globalists want that kind of conflict, don't they? And you can see that with Russiagate. They're constantly banging the drum, like, yeah, Russia tried to hack into our thing, but they did such a poor job. This is run by the Keystone Cops in terms of their ability to influence the election. If anybody was guilty, it would be the Clintons getting their giant, you know, money for Bill Clinton, and the Uranium One deal that they got 20% of our uranium sent to Russia. I mean, the fact is the globalists want a degree of chaos with Russia and China. They don't want things to work out, do they?
You know, I have to tell you, I spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania as an acting rabbi, conservative rabbi. I'm not a rabbi, but I studied 3 years to become a conservative rabbi. And I was mobilized by a community in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, to serve there. And so I spent a lot of time there. I met a lot of people in Pennsylvania, a lot of oil, gas, and coal people. And they said to me that the Democrats just destroyed them with the EPA. They said definitely Pennsylvania was going to become a red state. And so I was watching CNN laughing my head off when the CNN was predicting that Pennsylvania would be a blue state, because I knew all...
In other words, they destroyed the oil industry with the EPA regulations the Democrats did under Obama, is what you're saying.
Right. So it looks like we need another break.
Yeah, we have a lot of oil discovered, by the way, in the Golan Heights. It's now Israeli territory, including to Israel and America, which is a big deal, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about oil in the Golan Heights.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. welcome back. So, Avi, it's been a great interview. Give us some predictions. You say in the next year and a half. I think Trump is going to win by a landslide. I hope he gets better advisors. I hope he deals with not pushing the 5G network. I hope he further solidifies our alliance with Israel and protects us against craziness. I hope he actually does further things, just the announcement of the blockade against Iran. I hope he extends that to Venezuela. I hope he actually starts working out deals with Russia and China and denuclearizes Venezuela, which is basically back to the hilt with Russia and Chinese troops and military and nuclear weapons. And I think that I'd like to see pro-life issues. Again, if you don't defend the family and don't defend the unborn, I've come up with a new term I call the We Be Lee. In other words, the wee ones inside the women of our country are the next future citizens. We've killed 66 million from Roe versus Wade. We have two movies out now on planned, and this fall coming, Roe versus Wade. I believe it's a major election issue because the Democrats are blatantly late-term abortion and infanticide. And Israel, of course, is very much against abortion. Tell them where you think things are going, because I think the issue is the Democrats are going to kill themselves geopolitically. I don't know what will rise up the ashes, and I don't think that people like Bernie Sanders knows how to actually fix health care. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, firstly, I wanted to make one little correction, and that is that abortion is not opposed by Israel. The Israeli government policy, hospital policy, official hospital policy, is very, very conducive to abortions. I don't know if I told you.
I know
past,
I'm talking about the religious, because remember, Israel is basically a secular state with religious elements inside it, right?
Right. So, of course, with the ultra-Orthodox in their community, they don't have abortions, but the hospitals, the doctors who are trained in the socialist school, because there's a lot of socialism in Israel, you know, abortion is condoned. Now, I formed a Judeo-Christian Bible Bloc party. I ran actually the last elections, and one of our platforms is anti-abortion, also anti-LGBT. So we're a very new party. We didn't get too many votes yet, but eventually we will.
Anti-abortion, what was the second issue?
LGBT.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you heard about the new coin in Canada that celebrates LGBT, didn't you? You heard of that?
Outrageous. And now I know why they call it the loony.
Yeah. Well, it looks to me like our current prime minister, who's the son of Pierre Trudeau, I know about some of the weird goings-on in the Canadian government because Pierre Trudeau's deputy prime minister was my grandmother's brother. So I know what's happening. Canada is a loony place. It really is. And the fact is that they've done so many abortions now in Canada, their population can only grow if they actually immigrate and people to their country. And now they're sort of panicking over the fact that in large areas like in Quebec, there's so many new Muslims. They tried to even change the dietary rules in schools and they had to fight them with the Charter of Rights and Freedoms so they wouldn't take away things that other Quebecers like to eat, like, you know, whatever. So Canadians need to get a lot more aggressive, you know, like they need to be more like Americans. Like, we're not going to put up with this. And my feeling is the Democratic Party, as it currently stands with AOC and the extreme leftists, are going to fade into history. Because the average American is not that bizarre like the currently uber-left Democratic Party. Now, the Republicans need to get more on side with Trump. 45 of them quit, which is partly why we lost the House. Because a lot of them quit. We talked about that. Talked about that earlier today with Lowell Ponte. He'll be on tomorrow in an hour or two. But the fact is, I believe Trump's going to get reelected. He just needs to get better advisors. I mean, if he had time talking to people like you and me, he maybe would make a little better decisions than he does right now. Which he's trying his best, but he's got some people around him that are either globalists or just plain uninformed, or they're evil. Some of them.
Right. I agree.
Now, the other major issue I think we should talk about is where everything's going. A lot of people are kind of distracted because of all the politics, and I call it tribalization. But the most important thing is you have to believe in a creator God, ultimately, not just for eternal life, but also for life on the planet. If you don't have a purpose for being alive and for your civilization being alive, as the ultimate unit of the family, which is subscribed in the Bible by the Jews, the people of the book, is the family unit. The only thing sacred is not the church or even the synagogue or the physical Christian church. It's the family. And as bizarre as it is, Muslims do not kill babies, and they support the family. So bizarre as they are and psychotic, that is allowing them to get power and leverage to start taking over parts of Europe by immigration and parts of Canada and the United States. Like if you go to Deerfield, Michigan, there's so many Muslims there brought here by Ford over 100 years ago that those communities are basically very powerfully Muslim. That's why the Somalis that went to Minnesota have got Ilhan Omar, who just cannot use any common sense and decency in her discussions or her attacks against Israel and her anti-Semitism, which the Democrats couldn't possibly rebuke her on. They tried to broaden it out. What do you think about Ilhan Omar's comments and the lack of the Democrats' ability to kind of deal with that anti-Semitism?
Well, as long as the gates of America are open to open immigration of Muslims to the United States, you're going to have tens of millions of Muslims, and they're going to represent a very great political force in America. So Ilhan Omar is just e pluribus unum. She's one in many. There will be many, many Muslims in the Congress unless Islam is stopped. But, you know,
exactly. I don't think we should. I personally don't believe that we should have Muslim immigration to America. And there are some Muslims in America trying to reform Islam to make it less violent. But the fact is, the very books that it's based on, the Hadith and the Quran, are demonic. People say, oh, you can't say that. Yes, I can say that. Because when you say, if you see a Jew or a Christian behind a tree or a rock, kill them. That's actually in their documents. So, you know, or it says that Jesus Christ, when he returns, he's going to be a Muslim and he's going to behead Christians and Jews if they don't convert.
By the way, right? Muslims are killing Christian babies throughout the Middle East. They might not be doing abortion of Muslim babies, but they're killing babies of other faiths.
Right. The other big things that we haven't talked about, I think, are coming around the corner. They're going to actually trump these other issues. Are the building of the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, future wars that will be primarily things like drones and robots or remote warrior battle suits. I know Israel is very advanced in this. They've been involved with Iron Dome and missile defense systems, which they're basically contracting with America to provide a lot of the science to provide these new technologies. We deployed recently theater air defense, which I became familiar with 25 years ago when I worked with Missile Defense Command, Vandenberg Air Force Base and White Sands Missile Base, which we were affiliated with instead of doing pre-examination, pre-test examinations on. When I was their doctor and had high-level security clearance at the same level as the president back 25 years ago, I see a world in as little as half a decade that's going to be so bizarrely different than our current world. A lot of the issues we have right now are going to dissolve away and become minor. as it's like you said before the show, if people knew what kind of weapons America has potentially, these other nations wouldn't dare try to challenge us. Because we are decades, if not centuries, ahead of Russia and China and any other country. But the problem is we're still vulnerable. We don't have proper missile defense. We don't have defense against hacking into our power grid or our air traffic controllers even. And as a result, we are extremely vulnerable, although we have weapons that could literally press from space and cause a super volcano or earthquake or superstorm that could destroy an entire country or wipe out a city with gamma rays from space. And it wouldn't even peel the paint from the walls or wilt a flower on the windowsill. So I think that the future is way beyond Blade Runner. I don't think people realize it's not decades away. It's only months and years away when things could get very, very hairy. Future battlefields are not troops lining up on either side. They're advanced drones and warriors and even cyborg robots. Things are getting very bizarre very quickly, aren't they?
Yes, I don't want to talk, but like I said, I kind of hinted earlier, I think that with the pressure mounting on Iran, they may try to get the Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria. Well, Syria, I don't think will do anything. Russia
right.
has Syria under control. But Hezbollah, I mean, they don't want a war with Israel, but Iran may provoke them. Gaza, anything could explode at any time. As an Israeli army spokesman, I was always taught in the Middle East, you have to learn to expect the unexpected. So we may be seeing some big surprises here in the Middle East. especially if Iran shuts the Straits of Hormuz and or the Suez Canal Red Sea link to Europe. So we may be seeing some crazy stuff going on.
In fact, one of the things that I mentioned before when I traveled with the Prophecy Club back in 1999, 20 years ago, was that one of the great signs that the Iranians have continued to re-threaten, and they can actually shut it down within a matter of hours or minutes, is the Strait of Hormuz, which is only about a mile and a quarter across. And they have the military capacity to do that, which somewhere around 40% of the world's oil goes through the Strait of Hormuz every day, right?
Right. Well, I agree.
And they're threatening, by the way, because of the oil embargo against Iran, to do that. That was just last week. So I think things are getting very dicey. I believe that, to some extent, the presidency of Donald Trump is actually probably prophetic. That's why they recently coined a coin between Cyrus of Persia and Donald Trump, because they consider him a Mashiach, or basically one who's anointed. You can probably see that anointing over protecting the state of Israel, because under Barack Obama, with what they deal with Iran, Israel was putting on the chopping block, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I personally was interviewed on Israeli TV, and they said, do you think that, they were laughing, do you think that President Trump is a kind of Messiah? I said, he's not a kind of Messiah, he is the Messiah.
The Hebrew term Messiah means anointed one. It can be also a secular person like Cyrus of Persia. I heard a rumor, now maybe you can tell me if this is the truth, that Cyrus of Persia was somehow related to a Jewess who was actually a very senior Jewess in the royal court. Is that true, that Cyrus of Persia has some genetic heritage relationship?
You have the Scroll of Esther, which talks about her being married to Artaxerxes.
Right.
Persia.
Right. So, and the other thing, of course, is people don't realize the Medo-Persians, Medians, were the same people, by the way, that were the Magi that came down and gave the gifts to Yeshua, Jesus, who, by the way, people have to understand, Jesus is not just a prophet. He's the incarnation of the Creator God. There's only one God. If you have a mezuzah on your door, which I've had for years, and I'm putting one back up, there's only one God, not three. And this is an area of confusion that people don't understand. God is literally can be whatever he wants to be, because he's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And the fact is that a real true Christian believer realizes that Jesus is not just a prophet, but he's actually God in the incarnated flesh. And when he returns, he's returning for a repentant Jewish population and a repentant Christian population to turn to him and become his bride, which becomes the everlasting bride, or if you want to call it, of the Creator God. And that's where things are going. You're going to see a big convergence of Judaism and Christianity after the period of tribulation that's coming. And it's coming real soon. I believe in the second term of Donald Trump, things are going to start really turning. He's going to try to do things to stabilize Russia and China. At some point in the middle of that period of time when he's doing it, things are going to break down, and I think things are going to get very crazy before things stabilize and God literally supernaturally intervenes to stop the destruction of the planet and the population of Earth, because we're very close to a very grave time, aren't we?
Yes. By the way, just one correction regarding Cyrus. Cyrus was around the year 530 BC, and Esther was about 400 BC. So Esther comes after Cyrus.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying, I think there was some kind of relationship there, because the fact is, what he did there, he's considered a Messiah. In fact, on that coin in Israel, it shows Cyrus and Donald Trump on the same coin, just published, I think, a few months ago in Israel, didn't they? And they both considered a Mashiach, or Messiahs, right?
Well, the word Mashiach, or Messiah, means the anointed one.
Yeah.